Moncrief on News Talk.
Will women and men ever achieve true equality? For most couples who live together, it seems to inevitably become the case that there are domestic jobs he will do and jobs she will do. Now, at its most in its most cliched terms, that means he'll put out the bins, pay the bills, mow the lawn, occasionally fix stuff, and she'll do everything else. But through the week, we'll be thinking about stuff they have to do as well. So as an experiment, Chloe Hamilton and her partner decided to swap roles. What could possibly go wrong? Chloe, good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Before you embarked on this, what things did you think he did?
I knew that he did a lot around the house. You know, he was really good at much tidier than I was. And he's fantastic at really hands-on playing with the kids that we have. We've got two young boys. So I did know that he did lots of stuff, but the experiment came about because when we were sort of batting these tasks back and forth, thinking about whose responsibility it was to pack the packed lunches, I realized that, you know, I thought quite a lot about the mental load, but I wasn't really aware that he did as well. And actually, there was a lot of stuff that he does that he thinks about as well as does that I wasn't really aware of. So we sort of embarked on the experiment to see if it was possible to swap mental loads.
Okay. And because I suppose you might hear a lot of women say that the mental load to a degree is even more difficult because there's all sorts of things that their partner just, it would never occur to them to do.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, you know, this was more than a kind of chore swap but we realized it was very, very difficult to swap mental loads because how do you do that if you don't know what is done? You know, often the mental load is referred to as invisible labor. You know, it's the thinking behind the doing. So yes, I'm making the packed lunches, but I'm also making sure that those packed lunches are nutritious, making sure the food is ordered on time, making sure that the lunch boxes are clean. All these things that we're doing, we're thinking about them as well as actually doing the task. Trying to set out that experiment was quite tricky. You know, how do you swap these unseen jobs? We decided to have a really honest conversation about it. So we sat down, we shared what we did, we had a really sort of honest chat about what we thought our individual loads were, and then we tried to swap around for a week.
Okay, but that's probably almost as much work as doing the things to list out every single thing that you do.
Oh. Honestly, and actually in the week, trying not to act on your kind of, automatically act on your mental load was really tricky. I describe it in the piece that I wrote about, I described it as like trying to wear your shoes on the wrong feet. Like it felt kind of awkward and clumsy and it just didn't feel quite right. And trying to remember, we kind of kept checking in with each other to be like, am I doing this right? Is there something I've forgotten? Which I think showed that actually it's much, much harder to switch these roles than we had originally thought. You know, we thought, oh, we'll just swap loads. But actually, it was much more challenging to do it than we expected.
And was there a temptation for you to say things like, are you sure you want to do it that way? Or is that the way you're doing in as non-judgmental way as possible?
Yeah, it was really hard. You know, I would say he's much more relaxed than I am when it comes to kind of routine stuff with our children. You know, he's a truly fantastic dad. I really can't stress that enough. And I actually think that I found there was one thing in the week. I do a lot of the childcare planning and the logistics and the outings and stuff. But the children's grandparents were taking them out for the day. And that would be my job usually to hand over the routine, to make sure they have packed lunches ready, to check that they knew when they should be napping, etc. He did that on this week, or I should say he was in charge of that on this week. But actually he didn't do as much as I would normally do. So they didn't know the routine necessarily. They didn't know what food the children could have or the lunches that they needed to have. But actually, everything was fine. Nothing broke. Nothing was disastrous. The kids were happy. The grandparents were happy. We were happy. So it kind of made me reflect on maybe, you know, am I almost doing too much? Am I overdoing it? Do I need to maybe take a leaf out of his book and just worry a bit less about some things?
Yeah. Because there is a lot of planning involved as well as a lot of doing.
Yes, it is the planning. It's the thinking that we were trying to swap. But yes, that was a lot. I mean, I talk as well about how he is in charge of a lot of the finances, which I don't really understand how that happened because when I was single and I remortgaged my own flat by myself. But for some reason, now I'm in a relationship, we've fallen into these quite heteronormative, you know, roles, which feels bizarre to me. But we have. And I found it really hard to take on the responsibility of the finances over the week because I just wasn't used to doing it. You know, I realized just how much he does, you know, to keep to keep things afloat, really. So it's made us both a lot more appreciative, I think, of what the other one does within the household.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the roles you took over from Stuart, one of them was walking the dog. And the weather was nice the week you did it. So it was
beautiful.
Like time off, really.
Yeah, what a joy. And I really realised that when he's like, I think I'm going to have to walk the dog. I was like, okay, gosh, you know, that's a job that he's doing. Actually, he loves it. So some of these things aren't quite as hard as I maybe imagined. However, as I say, it was beautiful. And, you know, he does that all through, you know, the bleakest, darkest December days as well. So that... that probably wouldn't be quite as enjoyable. The fact that, you know, you do it on a day when you really don't want to, I think is part of the chore.
Yeah, indeed. Now, normally then, who's doing the evening meal?
Yeah, I am doing the evening meal and also doing the food shop and planning what we're having. And this probably is like the biggest source of some contention, because I find choosing what I'm going to have, what we're going to have, just I hate it. I think it's my least favorite thing to do. So yeah, handed that over. And honestly, having a meal cooked for me every night that I hadn't planned felt like I was on holiday. It was wonderful. But I did miss the actual cooking part, you know, cooking again, a bit like walking the dog, I think, for him. I realized that actually that the cooking, a bit of a relaxation for me, but the planning and the prepping and stuff, that's not, I can hand that over happily, but the cooking I missed.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting to discover that as well.
And yeah. He's done the food shop every week since we did the experiment. So he has taken on that load, which is interesting.
And are you at the stage yet where your children kind of determining what you're going to eat or not?
Or no,
they're still fairly pliable about that.
Well, they're still pretty pliable. So we've got a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old, so they kind of eat what we eat.
Okay, great, but those ages, that means the food goes everywhere.
Oh yeah, everywhere. But we do have the dog.
That's good, but you can't put a child on the floor and tell the dog to lick the child. That's probably not
sure. Maybe she'll give it a good go. You know.
And so how was Stuart about bathing them? There seems to be a bit of an issue about hair.
Yes, I like to wash, because the baby gets food everywhere, so I sort of give him a full clean every evening, you know, wash that banana and the mashed potato out. And there were a couple of nights where I saw that, you know, the hair hadn't been washed, and I was kind of itching to just, you know, get the Johnson's baby lotion on him and wash his hair properly. But, you know, I took a deep breath and it was fine. And the baby did eventually have his hair washed, unprompted. And yeah, it was interesting as well in the writing of the article. We kind of came, you know, we came together at the end and we discussed these different things. And she was like, oh yeah, I did think that. And I wasn't sure when to wash his hair. And I think, you know, now we've had that conversation, and the same with me and the finances, we're a bit more open with each other. And what I say is that we've tried at least to make the invisible jobs visible. It's impossible to do without talking about it. You know, we did discuss whether we should not talk about it, because obviously the talking is and the thinking is part of the mental load. But actually, in talking about it, we've made that invisible work visible. And we've had this honest and quite very productive conversation that is ongoing. And we're still talking about it, you know, as we, you know, the experiment was 2 weeks ago now, and we're still talking about it today, just kind of checking in with each other to see how we're faring.
And were there days that were difficult for Stuart in that, you know, he...
I don't think I did the tidying quite to his standard.
Really?
I didn't load, I really use a dishwasher, but I had to put some stuff in the loft, and he, you know, just sort of chucked it up there, and I think that may fall down when he next goes up there to put something in. And yeah, there were little things like that. But I think the primary one is for him, the finances, because that really is the mental side of it. So actually, we've had a few conversations about how, you know, we can both do some more work on that together rather than it just falling in his lap.
Yeah, but I assume anyway, if it's a big finance decision, you both have to make that decision rather than he's not
but
saying, oh, I put the house up for sale.
Yeah,
sorry, it was my week.
I've invested in this, you know, this startup. No, I think that, but the fact that he's not having to bring the conversation to the table, that's the mental load, isn't it? The fact that he's having to ask the questions. I've looked into these mortgage deals. I think we should go with this one. What do you think? That's still him carrying it. So actually, you know, having... me more involved in those conversations and bringing it to the table rather than it all being down to him, and vice versa with, you know, with things like parenting decisions, you know, what should we do if our baby has stopped sleeping through the night? That's up to him to do some research on rather than just me. So it's those kind of things that we were trying to experiment with swapping.
Yeah. And with two young children, as you have, Tidying is close to impossible anyway.
Tidying? Oh, it's never tidy. It's impossible.
Yeah. So that's kind of very much a kind of a relative what is one's own standard of tidy in inverted commas.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, we realized that we almost needed, across the whole board with our mental load, we kind of needed family standards, you know, what level of routine are we going to stick to? What level of, planning in terms of meal prep are we going to do? What level of tidiness are we okay to sort of manage as a family? And if we're all working to the same standards, then I think it's going to be easier for us all to consider, you know, that we're doing the same kind of mental work. But if our standards are different, if I'm worried that, you know, he's not thinking enough about parenting, but he actually thinks that everything's going swimmingly, then we're going to be, you know, on different pages.
Yeah, sure. Did either of you cheat at any point, do you think, or maybe bend the rules-ish?
Did I bend the rules? I'm trying to think. I think what was hard, as I said, is trying not to. So there were times, yeah, later on in the experiment where I would just automatically start thinking, okay, well, I'll get the baby's lunch ready because the baby needs some lunch, and then I would have to stop myself and be like, oh no, that's not my job this week. That's not my responsibility this week. Or I would be planning a day out for the boys and then thinking, oh no, again, that's not my responsibility. So we didn't do it intentionally, but I think there were occasions where we just automatically, like muscle memory, slip back into the roles that have become quite comfortable for us.
Yeah, because you'd kind of want that as a norm anyway. If you know, the phone rings and you're in the middle of making lunches for the kids, then if your partner's in the kitchen, they see that and just do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I think, and also the other thing is, you know, we do have the children and I want them to see that everything is a shared responsibility. We've got two boys. I want them to see that their parents share the responsibility to cook and to bath them and to manage the money. I want them to see that it's all kind of as equal as it can be within the household. So it felt really important as well to, you know, at some point include them in the conversation too.
The food, Stuart was doing the cooking, the food, yes. The meals he was making, were they similar to what you would make normally?
Yes. Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, they were. There were a couple of curveballs that he brought in that I think he likes to eat. But in the main, it was kind of the same sort of stuff that we tend to have.
OK, so he wasn't cheating. Normally, anyway, would there be kind of communal jobs, such as if the dishwasher is beeping, you empty it?
Laundry tends to be quite communal. So that wasn't really switched. We tend to kind of mix and match that depending on who's free at the time. We were sticking to our kind of whoever does the cooking doesn't do the washing up. So I would end up doing the washing up. That kind of thing. We sort of stuck to our usual setup and our usual rules.
Yeah. And now are there particular things that were Stuart's chores that you're kind of tempted? I wouldn't mind keeping that one.
Yeah, I'll take the dog for a walk on a lovely sunny day, which I've done today. Any other ones? I don't know. I think that the primary thing that we've learned is to be flexible on the mental loads and to check in with each other, because actually it's really hard. We realised how hard it was. It's quite easy to switch jobs. It's quite easy to switch chores, but it's much harder to switch that mental load, that thinking about it. And so I think having an open discussion, that's the biggest change that we've made, is we'll come together and even again say, okay, what are you thinking about? What are you concerned about? Is there anything that I can take off your plate that would make things easier? And in that way, we're trying to make that mental load a bit lighter for the other person.
Yeah.
And also, the mental load is a lot heavier depending on how well you slept that night. Or if you had a really big, scary meeting at work, you know, that mental load is going to feel heavier. So it's flexible, and we want to be responsive to how the other partner is faring on a day-to-day basis.
And has Stuart now permanently taken over doing the kind of online shopping, the food
shop? I don't know. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to, because each time I go to, he's like, oh no, I've done that. So yeah, maybe he has taken it on permanently, which is great for me.
And that's one of those things that's kind of, it can be a multitasky thing. You can do it when you're in front of the TV.
Yeah, and well, also I think if you've already got your shop loaded up, then you just click buy again, don't you? So yes. I don't know. I think for the first 2 weeks we'll see how it goes. It's when we start to run low of the usual stuff that, you know, we need to kind of notice that we're missing salt, for example, and then someone gets salt. So we'll see how we go over the next few weeks. But I've enjoyed not doing it.
Who normally would put the bins out?
Stuart would put the bins out. So I did put the bin out. I didn't enjoy it. I don't know. But also, we've got a very lovely neighbour who takes everyone's bins out. So actually, we only have to take it outside. And then, our friend, our neighbour takes it out, which is great. We should get him involved in the experiment.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's so handy. Now, it's not a big job. It takes all of 5 minutes to do the best, unless you've got a sweeping driveway or something like that.
No.
Chloe, thanks very much for speaking with us today, and best of luck for the future. That was Chloe Hamilton there and her experiment in swapping the mental loads at home. One texter says, I'm completely sick of being a single parent who's married. I do everything. His days off are his days off. I'm worn out having to be the only adult. Sam says, I assume it's a male Sam, tidy and clean are a serious minefield in any relationship. I don't think my wife is capable of washing the dishes properly, and I seem to be completely incapable of seeing dust or dirt on the floor, says Sam. Someone else says, I'd hate to hand over the cooking to my wife. It's definitely my favourite of the household tasks. Way better than hanging out with my kids, that's for sure. Noel says, I genuinely try to help my wife with filling the dishwasher, but no matter where I place the dishes, I seem to have done it catastrophically wrong. That's an interesting one. People do have surprisingly strong opinions about how you should arrange things in a dishwasher, or indeed how much things you should be in a dishwasher. Should you kind of ram in as much as you possibly can, or do you have to leave big gaps in between dishes and that kind of thing? There's definitely a communication issue when it comes to the mental workload or workload in general, says his text. Or often both parties just don't talk about the things they're doing until it blows up into an argument. A bit of that can be that, well, I'm doing it now and it'll only take me longer to explain to the partner what it is I'm doing. And then, of course, at some point you can't do it and then they do it and then they don't know what they should be doing part of the problem there. And someone else says, I feel like people think they want their partner to take on their jobs, but in reality, we'd all just get really annoyed that our partner was doing it wrong if we tried it. Yeah, that's a handy one.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.